Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I want to consider with you two famous passages about Christian living. The first is Galatians 2:20. Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." We see here this contrast between dying with Christ and living with Christ. Christians are people who have died to their old way of life in their connection to Jesus' death on the cross. And in connection to Jesus' resurrection, they have come alive to a new way of living. And Paul says, this new Christian life that I live in my physical body, I live by faith. And that brings us to this second passage, because here we get a specific angle on what this faith looks like. I'm now looking at Romans chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Verse 10, "For the death that he," Christ, "died," he died to sin once for all, "but the life he lives to God." And here's the key, "so you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." So it's true that you're dead to sin and alive to God, but you have to consider that to be true. You have to count that to be true. In other words, you have to take that reality seriously and make it your own. That's what faith is. You know, if a sports star has a bad game and has to go before the media after the game, he or she might say, "Yeah, that wasn't the real me. Next game, I'm going to really be myself." Well, you see, faith is being the real you, who you are in Christ. You say, "You know what? Here I am waking up for a new day. I'm reminding myself that sin doesn't have power over the real me, who I really am in Christ. Because of the Holy Spirit, the real me is alive to God and lives to God." And so, brothers and sisters, this is the challenge, to consider ourselves. It's true, but we have to consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God. May it be that way for me and for you, even today. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.